Hello, it's your girl Kathleen, aka Kasudin, aka Sorin, and welcome to another episode of Sorin's Soapbox. Yes, here on Sorin's Soapbox is where we rant about all things love, life, and the pursuit of music. Get into it, get into it. If you are a first-time listener, welcome. If you are a returning listener, welcome back. Welcome back. So, I am excited for today's episode. We are going to have a very fun time today, today's episode. So, I'm looking forward to today's topic. But of course, before we jump into today's episode, you already know what the vibes are. Please, please, please follow your girl on all social media platforms. That is Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. My handle is Shameless Listo on all platforms. That's Shameless Listo. So make sure you hit your girl up. Let me know what you think of any episode, not just this current episode. I'd love to chat, talk to you, and find out who my listeners are. Tell me where you're from. Tell me what you enjoy about Sorin's Soapbox. Just come and chat with me. Now, as I usually do on my podcast, I love to just talk about Sorin's life update and basically talk to you guys about what's been going on with me. I think the last time we talked, it was right before Chuseok, which is Korean Thanksgiving. So I had a nice little break. It was about a 5-day vacation for me. And it was nice. I got to chill and relax, took myself on a nice little date to this little cafe that I've been wanting to go to for some time now. So that was actually a lot of fun. Other than that, I basically gave myself some R&R because I don't know, I've just been feeling really exhausted these days and really drained. And as I mentioned in the last episode, I'm really trying to implement some necessary self-care routines, which include listening to my body and recognizing when I need to do whatever work I need to take care of, but also listening and realizing, okay, I need to get my rest. I need to just relax. Sometimes I have a tendency to ignore the signals that my body says, hey, you need to relax. Hey, you need to just get some rest. And that can obviously be detrimental on in all aspects. So I basically just rested during most of the Korean Thanksgiving holiday. Outside of that, not much has really been going on for me. I did, though, discover a TikTok sleeping hack. I don't know about y'all, but I have some nights where I have trouble sleeping because my mind just runs at a mile a minute. Like, I just have thoughts flying everywhere and I just can't get a good night's sleep. Or I will get some sleep, but I find myself like waking up multiple times in the middle of the night, or I'm tossing and turning and I just get really restless. Well, I found this hack on TikTok, and y'all, last night I tried it for the first time and I'm gonna be testing it out for a little bit, but I'm gonna share it with y'all because I'm all about, sharing the wealth, because if it can help me, I'm sure it can help others. So I found this hack on TikTok that basically was saying if you drink 100% organic tart cherry juice, it helps you with sleeping. And initially I was like, I don't know if that's really true or not. Because, there's a lot of hacks on TikTok. Some are actually real, some are actually false. And I'm not really a fan of cherry juice because of the tartness of it. But I was like, you know what? I don't want to be that type of person who is basically always having to take some sort of sleep aid to help them sleep. Because, like, I'm a big tea drinker, I don't drink coffee. But sometimes chamomile tea doesn't help me, or lavender tea doesn't really aid as much. So I was like, you know what? What's the worst I can do? I drink it, and if it doesn't work, I just have a jug of cherry juice in my refrigerator. So last night, I decided to, you know, go with it. And they say you really only need like a cup. So I had like basically half a cup of the juice. And I want to say maybe 15 minutes after drinking it, I noticed that like I was yawning uncontrollably. I thought it was just because I'm a night owl. I was like up till 1 a.m. So I was like, oh, it's probably because I'm late. But then maybe 15 minutes later, no lie, I rolled over. I don't remember anything that happened after that until I woke up at like 8 a.m. the next morning, or technically same day since I went to bed at like past 1 a.m. But I don't remember anything until like I woke up at like 8 a.m. And I was like, yo, that's insane. And I wasn't restless. I didn't roll back and forth. I didn't wake up multiple times throughout the night. It was insane. Like I said, I only tried it for the first time, so I'm going to keep testing it. But I had to do some research to figure out, like, what in cherry juice, or what in cherry specifically, causes this to happen or helps with sleeping. Because apparently this can work with either actually drinking cherry juice or taking cherry extract, like you can take it in pill form. And apparently, get this, in cherry, there is tryptophan and melatonin. So like, you know, if you have, speaking of Chuseok, if you think of traditional American Thanksgiving, you know, people say, oh, I got that itis, you know, eating turkey or ham or all the fixings, as they say, for Thanksgiving, you naturally get tryptophan and people get a good nap after eating all that food. Literally, cherries have the same effect. So the melatonin in the cherry automatically increases the natural melatonin that your body creates, and then it adds on the tryptophan that helps you, that basically induces your natural body to relax and go to sleep and gives you a good night's sleep. It also has other health benefits, like it helps with your reducing your blood pressure and helps with like cancer and relieves muscle soreness and other things like that. But y'all, this isn't sponsored in any way. I just thought I'd share, because if there's people out there who are insomniacs or have trouble with sleeping and you want like a healthy alternative to sleeping, like you don't want to take sleep pills or anything like that, my recommendation is look for 100% organic tart cherry juice, because there's no sugar in it. And obviously I'm someone like trying to not have diabetes, anything like that. So I would recommend searching for 100% organic cherry tart cherry juice and seeing if that helps with your sleeping. Because like I said, I only tested it out once. Probably the next episode I do, I'll give an update and see, because by that point I'll have used it or drank it, I guess, for at least 2 weeks, and I'll be able to say if it's consistent enough or if I have times where it doesn't work or it does work. But honestly, from that first night, I'm like, yo, it seems to be worth a shot. So I just thought I'd share it with my listeners. If you want a good night's sleep and you don't want to use sleep aids, that might be a good alternative. So anyways, thought I'd share that. But moving on to today's episode, I thought I'd make today's episode another story time. So I got a lot of good feedback from my last one about my matchmaking date. I thought this time around I would share an interesting birthday story time of mine. So funny enough, October is right around the corner, and I am an October baby, October 28th to be specific. So your girl is a Scorpio. Shout out to all my Scorpios. And I did a poll on Twitter asking which story to actually tell, because there was two stories I was debating, whether y'all wanted to hear my birthday story or my car giveaway story. I was told unanimously to tell both stories, so I will use this episode and next episode to tell both, but I'm going to lead with the birthday story because that seemed to get the most votes on Twitter. And like I said, make sure you're following me on Twitter, because I try to do a lot of, you know, interacting and conversations on my Twitter. So make sure you head over to my Twitter and chat with me. But yeah, so I'm going to share the story about what I consider to probably be one of my worst birthdays, and during which my tattoo artist ended up in jail. Yeah, you heard me. Tattoo artist ending up in jail. And that's just like not even the entire story or portion of that, my birthday event. So we're going to get into this story time. But before we do, as always, we have our church announcements. What I need you to do as my listeners is head over to podchaser.com, look up your favorite podcast, aka Sodium Soapbox, and give my podcast a star review. But also, while you're giving a review, 4 or 5 stars, go ahead and write 1 to 2 lines on why you love my podcast. It would mean a lot to me as a small content creator trying to grow her platform. So again, what I need you to do for me, head over to podchaser.com. That's podchaser.com. Look up Sodine Soapbox. That's SORIN SOAPBOX. And leave your girl a star review, 4 or 5 stars if you please. And then write 1 to 2 lines on why this is your favorite podcast. Again, it would mean so much to me. I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you in advance. All right, so that is the end of our church announcements. Let's get into today's episode. So I think we're going to call these Sodin's story time, since, you know, I love a good alliteration. So like I said, this is probably today one of the worst birthdays that I've had. Like, I've had 2 birthdays where things just went left. Like, things were just a mess. But I feel like this particular birthday, things just kept happening. And I was like, what is going on? It was like one thing after another was just not going in my favor, that I was just like, bruh, just take me home. Like, I don't want to do this no more. Like, I want to redo. So I want to preface the story first. If my parents ever listen to this story, I apologize. If my friends listen to this story and you were there, child, y'all know this night was ghetto. Ghetto is all get out. But I'm going to tell the story anyways. So picture it. Sicily, 19. I'm kidding. But shout out to the Golden Girls. This is the premise of this story. I'm coming up on my 25th birthday, which, oddly enough, I'm coming up on my 35th birthday. So literally 10 years to the date. Well, almost 10 years to the date. I'm basically contemplating getting my first tattoo. And I'm like, oh, I really want a tattoo. I really want my first tattoo. And I'm having to be mindful which friends I talk to when I say, like, oh my God, I want a tattoo. I'm ready for my first tattoo. Because y'all already know, I grew up L'école, La Caille, L'Église. And even at 25, you know, I was living in a college town and most of my friends were Christian and some were cool with tattoos, some were not. They were like, oh, you shouldn't be getting a tattoo. You're marking up your body, da 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 da. But then I had other friends who had tattoos and they were like, yeah, girl, you should get a tattoo. You should get a tattoo. Now, I was doing my research, trying to figure out what kind of tattoo I wanted, where I wanted the tattoo, and just different things. Because me, if I decide I'm going to do something, I do thorough research. And when I mean thorough research, like, I research the heck out of things. When I decided to go natural, I did research for a whole year before I went officially natural and did the big chop. When I decided I wanted to start wearing wigs and weaves, I did research to figure out, okay, what are the different types of wigs? What are the different types of weaves? What are the different hair textures? Like, I did full research. Like, I'm just the type of person, I don't jump into anything just head first. It's part of me being a, you know, what is it, type 1, type A personality. I'm spontaneous in certain aspects of my life, but then in other areas, I'm like, no, I need to know the full details, the A to the Z, and then Z back to A. Like, I don't do that. And specifically with me getting my first tattoo, I needed to know what I was getting into. Now, a friend of mine at the time, she had like maybe one or two tattoos, and her group of friends had tattoos. So I'd asked her, I was like, hey, like, where did you get your tattoo? She's like, oh, we have this tattoo artist. He does, I forget what the word is, but like, I think they had a tattoo party, if I'm not mistaken. Basically, this man came down from, he came down from like Northern Virginia or Maryland, and he came down to where we lived in Virginia, and he did a bunch of their tattoos in their home for like a discounted price because they were able to get like a large group of people. So basically, because I think they had like a group of like 7 or 8 people, he did all their tattoos and charged them like a discounted price. So she was like, oh yeah, like I can get him to do your tattoo if you want to. I was like, okay, yeah, sure. I liked his work. He was familiar with doing tattoos on dark skin because that's one of my biggest things right now. Even right now, literally, I'm considering trying to get another tattoo. I want an anime tattoo, but because I live here in Korea, a lot of the people here aren't familiar with tattooing darker skin people. And I want color. Like, I have a couple tattoos in mind. I want a colored anime style tattoo. I found a bunch of people here in Korea who can do anime style color tattoo, but when I go through their Instagram profile or their TikTok profile, all I see is pale skin. And while yes, I get it, Korea, most of their customers may be pale skin, there are a lot of foreigners here in Korea. So the fact that you don't have any foreigners on your portfolio, sorry, it's a red flag for me. I don't feel comfortable going to you to go get a tattoo. So to see that he had a wide variety of different skin colors or different skin textures and melanin that he was able to do tattoos, I was like, okay, bet. I want to go to him. I want him to do my tattoo. So she was like, oh yeah, I'll hit him up. I'll set it up. Boom. So my birthday agenda was I wanted to get the tattoo, and I've always wanted to see a HBCU homecoming game. That was my dream. Was I wanted to be able to go to a HBCU homecoming game and watch their drumline play. Because at the time, this will age me. Obviously, I said I'm 34, about to be 35. Drumline was a big movie. And I had always wanted to see an actual drumline in person. And obviously, especially at the HBCUs, that's where it's lit. That's where it's at. So because my birthday weekend lined up with most of HBCU's homecoming weekend, I was like, bet, I want to go see a homecoming game. And then I think I wanted to go to Dave & Buster's, which if you're not familiar with Dave & Buster's, think of Chuck E. Cheese, but for adults. So Chuck E. Cheese, you have a lot of games. You have a restaurant with drinks and food and arcade games. Like, it's basically a lot of fun, but it's for adults. So think Chuck E. Cheese, but more adults. So that was the agenda. Get a tattoo, stay the night, next day go to a HBCU homecoming game, and then we were gonna go to a Dave & Buster's. I want y'all to keep this agenda in mind the entire time I tell this story, okay? Hanbundo. One more time, I'm going to tell this agenda. We were going to get my tattoo for my birthday, go to a HBCU homecoming game so I can watch the drumline, and then go to Dave & Buster's. Okay? Okay. So, leading up to my birthday weekend, my friend who's going along with us, so it's basically like a group of 4 of us who decided to go. She tells me everything is prepped and set for my tattoo appointment. The guy's shop is in Maryland. So the plan was we were going to leave Virginia and drive up to Maryland to get my tattoo. Then we were going to go to Northern Virginia and stay at a hotel. which was close to the university. We were going to the homecoming game, and then there was a Dave & Buster's in the same area. That was the itinerary. Cool, no problem. I'm excited. I'm all set. We had also asked, like, if there was anybody else who wanted to get a tattoo. Everybody else said no at the last minute and backed out. So it was just me getting a tattoo. Cool. Let the games begin. Here is where things start going south. Okay? And you ever just feel in your spirit that something just don't feel right? Things just ain't gonna go your way? I was feeling that. But 25-year-old Kathleen didn't have the same discernment as 34 and a half Kathleen has now. And I wish I could go back and be like, let's turn the car around because I don't feel right about any of this. So, as I said before, my friend was the one who knew the tattoo artist. She's the one that said, I have everything, you know, scheduled and planned. I've been talking to the tattoo artist. He's all ready. He knows we're coming up today. He knows we're going to meet him, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, cool. So the day of, we're driving up to Maryland to go see him. First thing that was already wonky was, as I said before, nobody else wanted to get tattoos. Then all of a sudden, one of the girls that's on a trip, she decides at the last minute, oh, you know what? I want to go get a tattoo as well. Like, I feel like I really want to get one. And I was like, girl, he only knows that I'm getting a tattoo. Like, what are you talking about? Oh, well, I don't know. Like, I feel like maybe I should get a tattoo as well. Like, you know, is it going to hurt? Like, asking all of these questions. And I'm like, this man doesn't know that there's other people planning to get a tattoo. He only knows it's one person. Now, I mean, I'm not saying she couldn't have gotten a tattoo or not, but the fact of the matter is that as we're driving up there, she makes a last minute decision that she wants to get a tattoo. And it was just very strange, and it was just very, like, weird that all of a sudden, because we had asked her before, do you want to get a tattoo? She was adamant she didn't want to get a tattoo. But then all of a sudden, once we got in the car and we were halfway there, she says, oh, you know what? I think I do want to get a tattoo. Girl, what? You just said you didn't want to get a tattoo. She's like, oh, I know. It's just that, you know, now that you're getting a tattoo, I think I want to get one as well. And I was just like, okay, girl, it's your money. It's your body. Do what you want. But it almost kind of felt like she was getting a tattoo simply because she realized, like, I was actually going through with it versus, like, everybody else was like, yeah, no, I'm not getting a tattoo. Me, on the other hand, if I say I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna go through with it. Like, I'm not someone that minces my word. If I say I'm gonna do X, I'm gonna do X. If I say I'm not gonna do something, I'm not gonna do something. You can't make me change my mind unless I choose to change my mind. But again, I digress. So, y'all, we are heading up to Maryland. My friend who's driving hands me her phone. She says, hey, text a tattoo artist. Let him know we're in traffic. We're going to be a little late. I take her phone and I was like, okay, what's his number? She says, oh, I don't have his number. I'm sorry, what? She says, oh, I don't have his number. I said, how have you been speaking to him? She said, oh, we've been messaging back and forth on Facebook. Y'all, that was red flag number one. What do you mean you've been messaging back and forth on Facebook? She said, oh yeah, we're friends on Facebook, so I've just been texting him back and forth. I said, okay, but why didn't you get his number just in case there was an emergency or just in case something happened? She was like, oh, I never thought to get his phone number. We're scheduling an appointment for me to get a tattoo, and you never thought to get his number? Like, what do you mean? What do you mean? Like, even me here in Korea, I got a tattoo here in Korea, or I got a cover-up here in Korea. My initial conversation with the woman was through Instagram, but I got her contact information in case something happened. Because I'm not going to rely on social media because you just never know what could come up. I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, oh, he'll answer. I said, okay. Because again, 24, 25-year-old Kathleen is like, let me just override the feelings in my stomach. Like, this don't feel right. I messaged him and I was like, oh, hey, by the way, we're running a little late because of traffic. We should be there in about, 2 hours instead of an hour. The message goes through. I don't see a red. I don't see nothing. I was just like, okay. I was like, he hasn't read the message. She's like, oh, he'll probably read it. Don't worry about it. I said, okay, cool. As we're getting closer to Maryland, she's like, oh, you should text him again. I was like, he still hasn't even read the last message. She's like, oh, I'm sure he'll see it. Okay. So I send him another message. Still hasn't responded. She's telling me to text him. I was like, you don't have his number. He's not answering. I was like, are you sure he's going to be there when we get to Maryland? She was like, yeah, I talked to him last week and he answered. I was like, last week? That's the last time you talked to him was last week? She's like, oh, he'll be there. She's like, I wouldn't even worry about it. I wouldn't even worry about it. He'll be there. He'll be there. I was like, you haven't talked to him since last week. I want y'all to know something about me. I'm the type of person, if you invite me to an event, like whether I'm going out on a date, I'm going out to the movies, I'm going out to dinner with somebody. If you don't confirm with me the day of, even the night of, I'm not even leaving my house because my assumption is the plans are canceled. The plans are canceled. Sawab Dimla, what are you saying to me right now? I don't even leave my house without a day of confirmation. So for any of my friends right now, if you say, hey, let's go have brunch, if you don't confirm the day of, hey, are we still on for brunch? I'm not even getting dressed. I still have my bonnet on. I'm still in my pajamas. I'm not even getting dressed. Or if it's a morning appointment and you confirm the night before, like, hey, are we still on for brunch in the morning? Oh, yeah, cool. I will see you at 12 or I'll see you at 1. Or if we have dinner that night and you haven't confirmed between, the hours of 10 and 3 and dinner's at 7, your girl's not going. I'm not leaving my house. I'm not leaving my house. Excuse me? So the fact that she said she hadn't talked to him in a week and we were driving up to Maryland to go see him at an appointment that had not been confirmed? What are you telling me right now? Bruh, my whole body is itching. That's my anxiousness. My whole body is itching. I was like, girl, he's not answering the text message. She's like, well, just call him on Facebook. Girl, what? She said, call him on Facebook. I call on Facebook. The phone's ringing. It's ringing. It's ringing. It's ringing. It's ringing. There's no answer. Girl, he's not answering. Oh, he's just probably busy with another client. Girl, she's like, you're freaking out. You're freaking out. It's not necessary. She said, we'll just figure it out when we get there. When we get there? When we get there? Woosa. Woosa. I am trying to woosah as this is happening because what you're not finna tell me is we are leaving from Virginia all the way to Maryland on a hope and a prayer. Like, last time I checked, I'm not Bon Jovi. I can't live on a prayer. Not in these circumstances. Not in these situations, I will not. So, 30 minutes go by. We're about 20 minutes out from our destination. She tells me to call him again. It's ringing. It's ringing. It's ringing. It's ringing. Girl, he's not answering. What's going on? And by this point in time, it's like 8 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock at night that we done made it to Maryland. She's following the GPS. We pull up to his tattoo shop. We pull up to his tattoo shop. Y'all wanna know what the tattoo shop looked like? It was a gated fence with one of those big locks and a chain with a sign hanging off of it and an abandoned building. We're pulled in front of an abandoned building with a dangling plastic sign and a chained gate. What is this? What is this? Sakgela, Sakgela, what is happening? I was like, girl, please tell me this is not the address. Please tell me this is not the address. She said, this is the address he gave me. I said, girl, we've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray. Girl, ain't no tattoo shop. This ain't a tattoo shop. We have been swindled. We have been scammed. Girl, What tattoo shop? There's not a tattoo shop name on here. It's not like he closed shop. This joint was abandoned. Nobody was here. No vacancy. I wish I could say that was the end of the story. Sis decides she wants to start calling tattoo shops. Because in my mind, I'm over it. I don't want to get a tattoo. For me, once the vision of something that I had in my mind is like done, like the vision has crumbled, you can't bring me back up. I see it as a sign of the Lord. The angel Michael has come down and be like, don't do it. I don't want to do it. Nope. Sis is still trying to bring up hope. She starts calling tattoo shops in the area, asking, are they open? Do they have a tattoo artist? Mind you, I just told you, I've done research. She's calling people on the fly, asking if they will accept clients at 8, 9 o'clock at night. Really? We can't do this. I was like, girl, just take us to the hotel. Because I don't want to do this. She was like, no, girl, you said you wanted to get a tattoo. We're going to get you a tattoo. I said, I don't want the tattoo. She's like, no, we're going to get you a tattoo. She starts calling places. Finally, she calls the place. She's like, oh, are y'all available to take a client? And the guy was like, oh, I just sent my tattoo artist home, but I can go pick him up and bring him back. She's like, okay. Where's your shop? We can go there. And I was just like, girl, I don't want to do this. She's like, no, there's a tattoo shop that's open. We can go over there. Child, we go to this tattoo shop, okay? Petite, we go to this tattoo shop. It's owned by two black men. We walk in there. It's us four. We walk in there. He's like, oh, okay. He's like, oh, it's kind of late for y'all. And I was like, it's a long story. He's like, okay, so what kind of tattoos y'all want? I show him the tattoo that I want. The other girl shows him the tattoos that she wants. He's like, okay, yeah, I can do that for you guys. He's like, yeah, I can do that for you guys. Tells us the price. And he's like, oh, it's got to be in cash. I didn't have cash. I had card. He's like, oh, well, y'all gonna have to go downstairs to the bar and use the ATM. The bar? I was like, This night just getting better and better, huh? So now, me and the girl gotta go downstairs into this redneck-ass bar. We walk in, it's white people playing country music. I don't have nothing against country music. I want to make preface to that. I love me some Shania Twain and Faith Hill. Those are my girls. But they was playing some wild behind country music. We walking in, and the guy at the bar is like, what are y'all doing in here? The guy upstairs at the tattoo shop said, we need an ATM. He said we can use the ATM in here. And he gave us the meanest up and down look. And he was like, y'all need to be quick about it. I said, you ain't got to say nothing now, sir. Trust me, I don't want to be in here no longer than I want to be in here. Child. First of all, we had to use the ATM. And the ATM had a $10 fee. $10? In this U.S. economy? A $10 fee? Highway robbery. But I digress. So finally, we go upstairs. I'm getting my tattoo. The guy who's doing my tattoo tells me, you know, come on back. I ask if my friends could go back there with me. He's like, oh, they can't come back in here for sanitation reasons. I don't think that was the actual reason, but we gonna go with that. That's my analysis. I don't think that's the real reason why I couldn't go back there. Because the room was big enough that it wasn't for sanitation reasons. But that's what they told us. So I got the tattoo on my back. So he tells me to sit in the chair. And he's like, oh, I need you to scoot closer to me. Y'all, I scoot closer to him. And he gonna say out his blessed mouth, ooh, I like that. I'm sorry. What is going on? And again, I wish the version of me now could have told myself back then, girl, get up. The moment he said, ooh, I like that, my behind should have got out that chair and be like, you know what? I don't even want the tattoo no more. I'm done. I'm good. I should have got up out of that chair. But I was just like, you know what? It is what it is. I didn't want to be talking to that man. So I called another friend. a male friend specifically so that this guy didn't try anything, because the moment that came out of his mouth, I was like, nah, this man gonna try something. And he sure enough did, because even after the tattoo was finished and he was rubbing the ointment on me, that man was trying to cop himself a feel. So we are already like, what is that, number three in how this evening can go bad. I ended up looking at the tattoo. The tattoo ended up being bigger than what I wanted it to be. It was crooked. It just looked a mess, but it was already done because the stencil and how he had it set up and the actual tattoo were not the same. I was just like, you know what? I'm over it. Don't care. Like, I'm good. Then comes my friend who decided she was going to get a tattoo at the last minute. This girl is in there making all kinds of noise. Like, it's one thing if a tattoo hurts and you make, you know, it hurts. But she was actively making like moaning and screaming sounds. And the tattoo artist was like, girl, you getting me excited. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to leave. I'm legit ready to leave. Then halfway through, she gets sick. So then they gotta, because I'm at this point, like, I'm ready to go. But she gets sick. So then they say, oh, because she hasn't eaten, her sugar's low. They go downstairs, they get her cake, this, that, and the third. They gotta tend to her, make sure she's okay, blah, 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 blah. Because it does happen. You lose a lot of blood. If your sugar levels are low, you can get sick. I'm not necessarily blaming her for getting sick, but it was like the whole screaming and hollering and the guy saying like, oh, you getting me excited. That was just too much. It was very unprofessional. It was just doing the most that I just wanted to get the heck up out of Dodge as quick as possible. Like, it was too much. Finally, we paid the people. We got out of there because I was like, I don't want to be here no more. We ended up driving back to Northern Virginia to go to the hotel. We get to the hotel. The hotel desk clerk doesn't want to check us into the hotel room because she's saying, oh, there was some issue with the check-in time or a check-in name or whatever the case may be. So she was giving us a hard time with checking in, and we had to wait 30 minutes before we could be checked in. And mind you, it's late at this point. It's like 11 p.m., 12 a.m. We're tired. We've been driving all day, got the tattoos, dealing with all that. They didn't want to check us in. So we're having to wait 30 minutes to get checked in. 30 minutes. Then we get checked into our hotel rooms. I think it was, there. Again, there's four of us. I go to use the bathroom. The toilet doesn't flush in our hotel room. So then in the middle of the night, we have to get moved to another room. Like, literally, I was just like, we can't catch a break. We cannot catch a break. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. Finally, we check into a normal room. There's no bathroom issues. There's no bed issues. There's nothing. I jump in the bed. I just want to sleep with a sore back, okay? Because obviously, I just got a fresh tattoo. I just want to go to sleep. That's it. Next morning, the agenda for the day is we're going to the HBCU homecoming game and we're going to Dave and Buster's. That's the agenda. I wake up to take a shower. My two friends are like, oh, because the main friend, the one who contacted the tattoo artist who we couldn't get a hold of, she's like, oh, I need to go see my aunt and uncle and thank them for basically paying for the hotel room that we were staying in. She's like, I want to just go pop in and visit them real quick. And I was like, okay, well, just make sure you're back before, I think, 12 or 1 o'clock. Because I was like, that's when the game starts. She's like, okay, well, we don't really have to be there at the time of the game. We just have to be there for halftime. I was like, but we don't know what time halftime begins. So I'd rather get there, watch the game, to be there for halftime. She's like, okay, fine. So in the hotel room, my two friends leave. Me and the girl who got the tattoos, we stay because we're obviously sore from the night before. As we're dressed and getting ready, it's 12 o'clock. My friends are nowhere to be found. 12:30 rolls around. My friends are nowhere to be found. I call them. I'm like, where, like trying to figure out where they are. They're not answering their phones. Once again, my anxiety is kicking in because I already told y'all the agenda. I told y'all the plan. I want to go to the game. Why are y'all not here? Why are y'all not here? It wasn't until like 1:30 rolls around, they come in. I was like, where were y'all? I called y'all. Like, what's going on? They were like, oh, we went to her uncle's house and they had food, so we ate there. And then these mugs said they stopped at a cotton field and decided to go pick cotton. Y'all are a disgrace to your ancestors. Y'all are a disgrace to your ancestors. Because why would y'all drive past a cotton field and decide to pick cotton? I am embarrassed. Are y'all not embarrassed? Because I am embarrassed for y'all. They were like, oh yeah, we went and stopped in the field. And I was just like, what? I didn't even have the ability to get angry because I just couldn't care. I was like, we're going to miss the game and we're going to miss halftime. And they were like, oh, it's not a big deal. You're not going to miss the game. Like this and the third. Like, no, it's don't make a big deal about it. Basically trying to soothe me, saying like I was being hyperactive and I needed to calm down. We get in the car. We head to the school. Obviously, because it's homecoming weekend, there's barely any parking. So we had to park all the way on the opposite side and walk like a good couple of blocks to get to the actual school. We finally get to the school entrance. Y'all know what happened? Y'all can probably guess what happened. Y'all know what happened. We walk to the school and we get to the football field. We done missed halftime. We done missed halftime. The whole purpose of me wanting to come to the homecoming game was so I could see the drumline. The one thing that I wanted to see, I missed the drumline. And I looked at them, I was like, y'all, we missed the drumline. They're like, how do you know? I was like, look at the scoreboard. They're in the fourth quarter. They're like, what's that mean? I was like, halftime is after the second quarter. They're in the fourth quarter. Or I think they were in the third quarter. I was like, they're in the third quarter. We missed halftime. And they're like, oh my God, we're so sorry. It's okay. They got a bunch of booths and stuff like that. I'll buy you some food. And I was like, while yes, I am a fat kid, there are certain instances in time, food does not appease me and food does not make the situation better. Because once again, there was an agenda. Let's go over the agenda again. What was the agenda, ladies and gentlemen? Get a tattoo. See a HBCU homecoming game and go to Dave & Buster's. We're already old. For three. We're already 0 for 3. So we're walking around and we're going to the different booths and stuff like that. As we're walking around, same girl who's been driving around, hanging out with us and taking us, who's just like, oh, I'm so sorry. Let's go get you some food at one of the booths. She runs into one of her old friends. She's like, oh, hey, what are y'all doing here? And she's like, oh, we came to see the drum line or whatever. And she's like, oh, yeah, I missed it. It was this, that, and the third. Starts talking about it. And I was like, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it. Because I'm livid. I'm livid. And she's like, oh, what y'all about to do later on tonight? And my friend goes, oh, we were going to go to Dave & Buster's and this, that, and the third. She's like, oh, no, y'all should come later on tonight because they were basically going to do like a, I don't even know what to call it, but they were going to basically have a party, like a campus party. We'll call it. They were going to have a campus party. There was going to be DJs. There was going to be food. They were going to have a couple artists come out and perform on the campus. So it was going to be like a live event. My one friend was like, no, I don't want to do it because campus events means like fights and people smoking. I don't want to be in that environment because it's a large crowd. Like, I don't want to be there. And our main friend, she was like, no, it'll be fun. Like, I think it'll be a good idea. And she was like, oh, Kathleen, like, come on, we should do that instead of going to Dave & Buster's. I really wanted to go to Dave & Buster's. But because it was like, oh, it's going to be a concert, it's going to be a DJ, it's going to be all this food. And because essentially it was free, I was just like, okay, well, if anybody felt some type of way financially about paying for Dave & Buster's, I felt like, oh, okay, this will be alleviating some type of financial burden for everybody. So I agreed, okay, fine, let's just go to the college campus. So she's like, okay, fine, like, we're going to leave, we're going to change our clothes, and then we're going to come back. So that's what we did. We went back to the hotel room, we changed our clothes, and decided to go back to the college campus. As we're walking through, it's just literally crowds and crowds of people. Like, we're having to do, you know, I don't know if you guys remember, like, as a kid, you having to, like, hold to the back of somebody's shirt or hold someone's hand so you don't get lost in a crowd. That's basically what we were doing, because that's how packed the campus was, because everybody was just everywhere, to the point that I was like, it's too congested. Like, what is going on? And of course, as we're walking, people are drinking, people are smoking. Like, I get it. Everybody's having a good time or whatever. And so I'm not hearing no music play, though. I was like, where's the music? Like, what's going on? But I'm like, maybe we're not in the right spot. So as we're walking around, the friend who was adamant about not coming, she's like, I don't like this. I think we should leave. Like, I'm not feeling this. And I was like, yeah, because I don't really get what's going on. Like, I feel like everybody's just standing around. Like, are we waiting for an artist to hit the stage? Are we waiting for the DJ? Like, what's going on? As we're walking, like, you can smell the weed through the crowd. Like, if you're not careful, you can inhale it and get it high off of contact. Like, that's how bad it was. And I was like, yo, this is getting ridiculous. And then, like, you're walking to the crowd and, like, you had men that were, like, grabbing your hips. Because, like, even me, like, I'm walking through the crowd, or, like, if I was standing, I had, like, two or three guys that were, like, grabbing me by the waist, talking about some, ooh, she thick. And then a friend walking by confirming, like, yeah, she real thick. Sir, why are y'all grabbing my waist? Like, you know how some men like to walk past you, they feel like they gotta touch you to move past you? Why are y'all touching me? Then, child, as we trying to figure out what's going on, three fights break out simultaneously. And the one friend, the one who also got a tattoo, she oblivious to the whole thing. Cause, like, she's like, why is everybody running? I was like, girl, cause it's a fight and you about to get caught up in it. We having to snatch her up so somebody doesn't murk her while everybody else is running away. We get in the clear, and the friend who was adamant about not coming, she's like, see, this is why I don't come to these type of things. Sidebar, she's from Louisiana. She don't play this type of thing. And she's like, see, this is why I don't come to these types of events. She's like, when you got groups of people like this, it's bound to be fight. And so I'm like, great. I canceled Dave and Buster for a bunch of, you know, mosh pits and fights. So I'm upset because now literally all the three things I wanted to do are dust. They're dust. I'm like, I can't win. I can't win. So a mutual friend of ours happened to also be at this event. He was like, oh, you know, I got y'all. We gonna party for your birthday. We gonna party to your birthday. He's like, I'm gonna take y'all to the clubs. Cool. We go downtown, where apparently all the clubs are set up. You can take any pick of your club. You can take any pick of your club. I was just like, I don't know. Like, what kind of music do they play? He's like, oh, they play all types of good music. I was like, let's just club hop and see whatever has the best music. If I feel like one is kind of dead, we can just jump to the next one and kind of go from there. And then if I feel like I like one particular place, we can just kick it there. He's like, okay, I like that idea. Let's do that. We get to the first club. Ain't nobody in there. It was dead empty. Only thing I did was buy a drink in there. And I was like, it's dead in here. Like, I don't want to be here. So we left. Get to the second club. Second club, we're in there. My friends wanted to stay there because she's more of an EDM type girl. Not my style. Again, I don't mind it if that's your thing, but it's not mine. So she wanted to stay because she's like, oh, just stay and enjoy music. I was like, this isn't my style of music. Like, I don't like this music. I can't dance to this music. I can't rock to this music. So she wanted to get on the dance floor. She pulling me to dance. This random ass man starts dancing on her. She thinks it's funny and she starts entertaining it. And I was like, this man is a weirdo. Like, he was giving me creepy weirdo vibes. And I was like, girl, go off. And she looking at me like, oh, get him off me. So I automatically do what most girls do. When you don't want a man dancing on you, you pull your girlfriend and you start dancing with her. And she's like, girl, what are you doing? I'm not trying to dance with you. I was like, okay, so you want to dance with the creepy dude or not? Like, what do you want to do? And she's like, I don't want to dance with him. I was like, all right then, so pick your poison. Either you dance with the creepy dude or you don't. So creepy dude starts dancing with the both of us. He starts grinding on both of us, starts backing his booty up on us. And I was just like, it got to the point that he wasn't getting the hint. I was just like, I'm just walk off the dance floor. So we both just walked off the dance floor. And he was confused. I was like, bruh, just walk off the dance floor, because he wasn't getting the answer that neither one of us wanted to dance. My friend kept trying to be goofy and funny with him, and I was like, creepy dudes don't realize, oh, she's not interested in dancing. Let me go somewhere else. If you try and dance and be funny with them, they're just going to continue to dance with you and follow you around like a shadow. So the only response is go dance with your friends or walk off the dance floor. She wasn't trying to follow that, so whatever. I just walked off the dance floor, and then she was like, why did you leave me? I was like, because I tried to help you. You wanted to be goofy with that dude. So finally, we leave that club. We go to a third club, and the third club had like an upstairs and a downstairs. We get to the upstairs, and again, it's playing like more EDM style music, but then there was a downstairs. Go to the downstairs. Downstairs was playing hip hop and dance hall music and R&B. I was like, yo, this is my vibe. Finally, like, I'm amongst my style of music. I'm amongst my people. Get to dancing, having a good time. All of a sudden, I hear last call for alcohol. And I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah, last call for alcohol. And then 10 minutes later, they shut the music off and everybody's getting ready to leave. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. But at that point, I didn't even care. I was so over every single thing. All I wanted to do was go back to the hotel, sleep, and go home, because I was beyond pissed off. Like, I don't even know if pissed off is the word, because it literally was like every bad thing that could happen happened. Because I was just like, bruh, what kind of bad juju was put on me that like every single thing I wanted to do this weekend did not happen? Like, nothing I planned went according to plan, and it pissed me off to no avail. Then, to put the cherry on top, because my friend wanted to figure out what happened to the original tattoo artist, 3 days after we get back, she gonna tell me, oh, so the guy that we were supposed to get the tattoo from, he finally hit me up. And I was like, okay, like, too little, too late. What's that got to do with me now? She's like, you're not gonna believe what happened to him. And I was like, what? She's like, oh, he was in jail. What? She was like, yeah. So between the time that I hit him up and the time that we were going to see him, she was like, he ended up getting arrested. She was too stunned to speak. I just want y'all to know that to this day, that is probably the worst birthday weekend I have ever had in my life. Now, I've had, you know, disastrous moments during some future birthday events, like my 27th birthday, I've had some problems. But to this day, my 25th birthday has been one of the worst birthdays that I have ever had in my life. And I don't wish that on anybody, okay? So, with that being said, I'm going to wrap up today's episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, I ask that you please leave a review on Podchaser. Just look up my podcast at Sorin Soapbox, SORIN SOAPBOX, again on Podchaser. Leave a star review, 4 or 5 stars if you please, and write 1 to 2 lines on why this is your favorite podcast. But also, please, please, please check out my social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. My handle is Shameless Listo. That is SHAMELESSLISZTO. Come chat with me. Have you ever had a birthday that was just horrible? Or maybe not necessarily a birthday, but just a day where it felt like from start to finish, things just got worser and worser and worser that you are just like, I want to start this day over, or I want to start this weekend over. Because what in the world is going on? I want to know, do you have an event like this where you're just like, bruh, like, is everybody out to get me? Is everything out to get me? Because I don't understand. I'd love to hear your story. Tell me. On the next episode, I will be talking about how your girl won a car in a giveaway only to lose it and then crash her own car. Child, when I say my life, I don't even know if I want to say my life is a Netflix series. I don't know what my life is, but I know my life is something. It's something, all right, okay? But until next time, your girl is off her soapbox. See ya!